I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. Following the president's speech, the State of the Union message addressing the nation for domestic affairs and internationally for the Ukraine crisis, I welcome Liz Peek, columnist of The Hill, columnist on Fox News, much on Fox Business. Liz, the speech tonight had that stirring opening, and then we settled into domestic concerns. At no point did the president say build back better, or he came very close by saying, I call it a building better America. I took quick notes. Did you see anything new in the president's presentation? Because it felt like he was disassembling the build back better and presenting them in different packages. Good evening to you, Liz.
Good evening, John. No, I did not hear anything new. It seemed to me like absolutely regurgitated commentary from so many presentations he's made about his agenda, both during the campaign and during his first year in office. He didn't actually use the term build back better, and I think that's because the claims about that gigantic bill, i.e. that many claim, he's claimed many times that it was fully paid for, that it would not increase the deficit, and that it would bring inflation down. All of those claims have been widely debunked by serious organizations looking at the ongoing costs of the bill, et cetera. So I think he knows maybe that the term build back better is really not credible at this point. But to your point, that's really what his approach was, and it was sort of, you know, mostly the programs in that, whether it was lowering child care by basically government providing child care, lowering prescription drug prices, various other things that were packed into a bill that many people thought would cost $3 to $5 trillion, John. And so he didn't, you know, it was sort of a laundry list of all those things in Build Back Better. The only thing separate and new was that his administration, with other countries around the world, had agreed to release 60 million barrels of oil from strategic petroleum reserves globally. Since our daily consumption of oil worldwide is about 97 million barrels, I'm not sure that's very consequential. But look, I think, you know, to me, the speech really lacked any reset, any changing of course. It was all sort of, again, the sort of regurgitated items that we've heard before.
I believe Jim McTague, a former Washington editor of Barron's, has joined us. Jim, are you? Good evening to you, Jim.
Hi, John. I'm on the line. I listened to the speech, which was loaded with contradictions. You know, I'm thinking, I'm looking at the stock market, which is in disarray, because it's the trickiest stock market in my memory. You know, there's so much unknown, so much confusion in the world today. So that's why we have the wild swings in the market. The last place the market is going to look for certainty and assurance is a State of the Union address, and especially the one tonight, which was just filled with economic contradictions. So, for example, the president is going to make America a place where entrepreneurs want to build factories, but then, a few paragraphs later, he's going to raise taxes on all these dirty corporations that aren't paying their fair share. He vilified the pharmaceutical industry, and a few minutes later, he's talking about buying more miracle virus drugs from the pharmaceuticals. So it was a great stump speech. I think he delivered a fabulous political speech. That was 75% of what he said tonight. But in terms of the stock market and reassurance, forget about it.
Let's go to what has upset the market, at least since the second day of trading of 2022, which is inflation. Liz, did you hear in this speech tonight the president recognizing that the number one issue for American people right now is the cost of living, a.k.a. inflation?
Well, again, he addressed it, but without any real meat on the bones. I mean, I think what sort of struck me was, I think Jim's right, it was really a stump speech. He hit a glancing blow, if you will, on all kinds of issues that voters are concerned about. I would certainly put inflation in that list. I would also say crime. You know, it was kind of like, well, yeah, we're going to fund the police, which I think has, you know, been a very contentious issue for Democrats. But we're also going to make sure that police are, you know, that we're overseeing them much more rigorously. And we're going to, you know, address immigration and secure the border. So, I mean, it was sort of like left hand, right hand. We're sort of trying to please everybody in the universe. But honestly, there was not very much that was either credible to me or novel or even particularly consequential. So on inflation in particular, John, other than, again, a glancing blow on supply chains and, you know, Jim's point, you know, we're going to go after meat producers to cure inflation. We're going to go after shipping companies now because, oh, my gosh, they've increased their prices substantially. You know, I do wonder sometimes if Joe Biden knows how markets and capitalism works. He talks about how he's a capitalist, but yes, in a shortage situation, generally speaking, prices go up. That's what's been happening. I didn't think any of his comments tonight really revealed any new insight into that or approach how to fix it.
Jim, there was a lot of attention to the policing power of the state because there is villainy suspect out there. Is that new, or has Mr. Biden talked about that throughout his career? I don't know.
He's a regulator, so he's talked about it throughout his career. What struck me tonight was that he's running down the middle again, like he did during the general election. And is anybody going to buy that? Because, you know, after he got elected, he lurched to the far left. So now he's running as a moderate again. You know, does that shtick work 2 years later? I don't think so.
That's good politics, Jim, because his polls show that the progressive part of his agenda has not been popular with the independents. So he's reversing field. Isn't that Nixonian of him?
Well, it is. I mean, I thought it was a great political speech. You know, if it it's a chicken in the pot approach to politics. You know, everybody loves free stuff. And he's promising us lots of free stuff. But in terms of the, you know, people, investors, when I talk about investors, your average American has a 401k and they have a lot of money tied up in that 401k. And nothing the president said tonight will convince the public that the money in their 401k is safe under his watch.
That brings me, Liz, to $117 a barrel for oil. I saw that quote somewhere. I don't know. It's floating around out there. That is not meant to be comforting for the American people. Did the president have a remedy for that tonight that you heard, Liz?
Well, again, an awful lot of people, including myself, were hopeful that he might follow the lead of the German chancellor, who came out and said, basically, you know what, the green policies we've been pursuing are really at the heart of this crisis in Europe. I mean, because Germany has banned fracking, shut down nuclear power plants, done everything they could not to develop any indigenous energy reserves. As a result, they're totally, as we all know, dependent on Russia. That has emboldened Putin, made him very wealthy. And obviously, with America now producing about 1 million barrels a day less than we were in 2019, there was some hope that Biden would say, temporarily, let's encourage all-out domestic oil production and try and bring oil prices down. But there was nothing like that.
Liz Peek of The Hill and Fox News, Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor for Barron's Magazine. This is Following the President's State of the Union message, the CBS Eye on the World, and I'm John Batchelor.